AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. They'll have a better look at the tornado damage when the sun comes up this morning in the Oklahoma City area. It seems to have been hit hardest last night by tornadoes that swept across the southern plains. About 20 miles south of Oklahoma City, Jeremy Johnson tried to drive through the flooded streets of Norman, Oklahoma.
You can't get down the streets right now. I mean, the water's in certain areas is above the tops of cars.
At least 12 people were injured, dozens of homes destroyed by the tornadoes that also hit parts of Texas, Kansas, and Nebraska. What next for Tom Brady and the New England Patriots? Now that a new report leaves little doubt he had a role in having footballs deflated before New England's AFC title game against Indianapolis in January. We found this fan outside Gillette Stadium, home of the Patriots.
I just think it's ridiculous that it took all this time and all this, you know, hoopla and God knows how much money for them to come back when, you know, what's it really going to mean to the Patriots? Probably not a lot. You know what I mean? What's it going to mean to the fan base? Probably not a lot.
He talked to WBZ Radio. In Connecticut, a suspended Roman Catholic priest who was lonely and overworked, according to his lawyer, will be sentenced today after pleading guilty in a case involving drugs and a sex shop he bought, possibly to launder his drug money. Monsignor Kevin Wallen is asking the judge for leniency. It's election day in Britain, but the talking heads are not expecting a clear victory. Prime Minister David Cameron's Conservatives and Ed Miliband's Labour Party are running just about even. In the end, one of them will emerge as prime minister. Authorities in a province in China have removed hundreds of rooftop crosses from Protestant and Catholic churches. They're now proposing a ban on them. This is AP Radio News. Some IRS employees haven't been paying their taxes. Here's our Ed Donahue.
The IRS Inspector General says nearly 1,600 workers willfully didn't pay taxes over a 10-year period. Some of them were responsible for enforcing tax laws. It's a small percentage of the 85,000 who work at the IRS. The report also says most of those who didn't pay taxes were not fired. Some even got promotions, raises, and bonuses after they were caught. In a statement, the IRS says the agency is committed to ensuring employees pay their taxes. Nonetheless, the process can be improved. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A Japanese zoo is apologizing for naming a baby monkey Charlotte after the newborn British princess, following complaints at home. The zoo says it may rename the monkey. It was flooded with angry calls and emails hours after announcing the name for its firstborn monkey of the year. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.